find out what everyone will be talking about with Coffee Talk. Let's see what we have today.
It's all brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it. And, you know, you go to a wedding, and usually the best part about going to a wedding is the cake, right?
You think so?
I think so, because I love cake.
I love cake, too, but I feel that there are so many wedding cakes out there that I wonder whether or not they actually tasted it before.
Oh,
I was
yeah.
like, come on. They do you have for, no taste buds?
They went for decoration and all that
yes.
instead of actual taste. Me, I'm like, I would be fine with just a sheet cake as long as it's delicious.
Yeah.
I don't need decoration.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I know the best cake that should be at everybody's wedding now. Costco is selling a 5-tier wedding cake made of cheese.
I would be from Costco.
So the base is made of medium cheddar,
nice.
While the other layers are mild blue cheese,
ew.
A drunken goat cheese, okay. a nutty flavored cheese, and a creamy brie. So if you don't like blue cheese, toss it out.
Yeah, besides that blue cheese, layers. I'm pretty much content.
The cake is 24 pounds and serves up to 150 people, and you can get it for $440.
I'd imagine after eating that cake, you would not feel that good.
No.
Because that's a lot of cheese to consume for anybody.
It's almost too much cheese, but
yeah.
It's still delicious. So you gotta get yourself one of those wedding cakes of cheese.
So this is an interesting story. There was a guy that was arrested for smuggling a leopard onto a flight.
Really?
And just reading the title of this, I was like, well, didn't anybody see the leopard? I mean, they're kind of large, but it was a little baby thing. So it was this 45-year-old man from India, and he was arrested for smuggling this baby leopard. So just a little thing onto the flight. And officers stopped him as he tried to rush out of the terminal upon landing. And the airport officials actually gave the little cub some milk after they found that he was, you know, not in the best state, apparently. But the animal is now being cared for at a wildlife reserve. So at least they got the animal the care that he needed.
Did he give a reason why he had a leopard in, why he was smuggling it? Was he just...
Nope. He just apparently decided to take a baby leopard and bring it onto the plane. So.
See, I would have just said, hey, it's my comfort therapy leopard.
That's, right.
You know?
I think that's the problem. They've said that.
There's
a lot
too many
of people
comfort
are trying
therapy
to get out. Away with that. Yeah, exactly. Someone's got a lobster. It's
but,
my
I mean,
comfort lobster.
Who wouldn't want to snuggle a baby leopard?
I mean, know. They'd be so cute.
That'd be great for me. I'll have an emotional support baby leopard. Why not? That's Coffee Talk for this morning, though.